This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, welcome to Breaking Bread, the show where we explore food through culture, conversations, and a whole lot of curiosity. I'm your host, Lo Yijun, a food writer and recipe developer from the Jun & Tonic blog. And every week on this show, we explore a particular dish, ingredient, or culinary story, and I bring in some food friends and experts to feed our bellies and minds. Malaysia's food scene is a curious one. In my 20 plus years of being a Malaysian, I've rarely seen restaurants serving non-Malaysian food finding big success here in KL. I mean, yes, we have some semi-decent pizza parlors, dozens of smoky Korean barbecue spots, and one too many Instagrammable brunch places around town. But for the most part, many of the world's cuisines seem to struggle here in our country. Think about it. When's the last time you had a really, really good Mexican, Mediterranean, or even French food here in KL? These are cuisines that have a big following in big cities around the world, but somehow, in our city, in Kuala Lumpur, they are few and far between. Having said that though, now and then we'll hear whispers of a restaurant that's been shaking things up in our food sphere. So this week, let me be your food whisperer as we hear about the story of Park Life, a vegetable-forward, Ottolenghi-inspired Mediterranean restaurant in Bangsa South. We'll be talking to the founders of Park Life, Chef Ling and Ewan Lim, about their restaurant and their philosophy, and I think we'll even learn how to make a killer hummus. So, welcome to the show, Chef Ling and Ewan.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I just want to start by going through your journey, Chef Ling, of how you became a chef. Because as with many, many Malaysian chefs, you were born in Penang.
Yeah.
The hub of Malaysian food, as many people put it. But you didn't start your career as a cook, right?
No, I wasn't. I started as a technical engineering in Malaysia, in Butterworth for 3 years. I studied about 2.5 years, yeah, so then I became engineering, technical engineering for 3 years there before I moved to London. So then in London, so happened to get involved of food. You know, the most easy way to find a job as a student is to work in the food industry. So you got to get free food. So it's a really high demand job anyway. So before I was working in the McDonald's too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I get a lot of free Big Mac.
Oh.
And after that, also worked for the Indian grocery.
Oh.
Before serving samosa, jacket potato, frozen pizza.
Oh.
Before I actually moved to my professional career as a culinary chef in Ottolenghi. So it would happen by chance. So at that time, before that, I was just try to get another job because I really want to have some experience about cooking. I always like it. I always like it. And Ottolenghi Hatton, they're looking for a night baker. So I went called for interview. Yeah, this is how my journey started, from a night baker.
But from the night baker, you then progressed over 10 years of working in Ottolenghi,
yes,
into the head
indeed,
chef, right?
Indeed. So it was night baker. It was it's not an easy start. So a lot to learn, especially as a Malaysian. I have no idea about bread. I have no idea about the Mediterranean food. I have no idea about Western food. At that time, I think in 2002 in Malaysia, we don't have such thing that much yet. I know there's chicken chop. And, you know, we eat local food. Okay? So, yeah, that's how I started, and a night baker. So I've been trained as a night baker. Before that, Yotam, you know, approached me and say, okay, would you like to, you did quite well. Would you like to further your study and then continue to work with us, and then we can sponsor you. And then so they sponsored me to go to culinary school for a year and then continue to work for them.
Oh, wow.
And then after that, I become a pastry chef, and then sous chef, and then head pastry chef before I moved to a hot kitchen. So I learned, and then study, ask questions, and how I become I'm now.
Yeah. Is that spirit of learning what
spirits of learning,
what
yeah.
propelled you to take up a job in Russia as well?
Job in Russia has happened to when I left Otolenghi. Yeah. So I really want to go explore more. I want to see different cuisines. I work for Peter Gordon in restaurants. And this is what Yotam introduced me. Would you like to go to Moscow to do a 1 week consultancy, just to write the menu and do some dishes and do some consultancy for them? So I went. I went there for a week. Actually, what, 5 days only. But I end up offer a job there.
And you end up staying for 1.5 years.
1.5 year, yeah. 1.5 year. It was cold. Yeah, it was cool. It's a very interesting country.
And from there, your journey then progressed over to
Japan.
To Japan.
Yeah.
Well, you're really spanning the whole world now.
Yeah, you live in Europe, in UK. Mm. So it's the benefits of traveling Europe. You can just go and explore. I love food. You know, I spend most of my time to Italy and Spain, my favorite country in Spain.
Mm. Mm.
So that my journey, you know, throughout from UK to Europe to Moscow and to Japan. It's always with food.
Mm. And what then brought you back home to Malaysia?
This is my entrepreneurial cousin.
So
I
Ewan.
Him back. Yeah.
So it was you are the reason why he's back in Malaysia?
Not because of me, but I guess it's because of a proper business proposal.
Mm.
Yeah, because to convince him to leave the, you know, wife, kids in Japan and he come back here to Malaysia all alone.
Yeah.
And not even have many friends here, I guess. Like some is like a school friends, you know, schoolmate for many years.
Yeah, a long time ago.
And he didn't really spend like a long holiday in Malaysia to know about what is happening in KL or Penang. So it's really take him a while to consider about this proposal.
Well, she does convince me, but because when I was in Japan, it's my dream is to do it quite big. You know, my dream is to have my own restaurant. I have it. Then the next step is to move forward. I want to do it big. I want to have branches. But then you need to, in Japan, there's a lot of things you need to be consider as a Japanese culture-wise. So always have one dream, doing big, you know, to expand my idea, to introduce my idea to a lot of people.
Mm. Mm. And you thought that right now, I guess Malaysia would be a better opportunity than going on with your business in Japan.
What I like about Malaysia, we are very multicultural. I think this multiculturalism, it just brought us to so much adventures. And then also, you know, as Malaysian, we eat a lot. We eat nonstop 24 hours a day. And then we really adventurous, especially in KL. There's so much, it's very diverse. I was surprised, like you say, every time I come back here in KL, I only stay 1 or 2 days. I never really explore. But I came back, you know, before we actually opened Park Life, I came back and tried to see, tried to learn that Ewan brought me everywhere and trying to see the different kinds of food. I say, wow, a lot to do here. Now we have a lot to offer to Malaysians. And with our idea, with the Malaysian products, with the Malaysian produce, especially, we have a lot of fruit and veg. And we can do so much. And I have so much confidence. And we can actually produce and then making a lot of, try to make the vegetable more sexiest to Malaysian people.
Yeah.
And it's not just, you know, somehow people think about, oh, vegetable, what are we going to do with that? And then either stir fry or deep fry.
It's a very Chinese style.
Yeah,
stir fry
Chinese
vegetables.
With
yeah.
So I think, no, in Malaysia, in a way, there's a lot to do with, you know, the vegetable, you don't have to kill them because when you pick them up, it's already died. And you have to treat them nicely. You don't have to cook them so much. So I think Malaysia, we have a lot to offer. You know, we are not trying to change the Malaysian taste buds or anything, but we're just trying to tell people actually, you know, vegetable can be quite sexy.
Yeah, it's like to introduce something nice.
Can be quite interesting to treat them, to eat them. You know?
Yeah, and I think that speaks to the philosophy at Park Life as well, right? Because when I went to your restaurant just last week,
okay,
the first thing I saw was like the platters of vegetables and hummus on display by the window.
Yeah.
And that was just immediately, it just attracted me to go in and just try the food there. And although you're not like a vegetarian restaurant. Yeah, we placed a lot of focus on the veggies, right? And I think I can say in Malaysia, it's probably top three or top five vegetable dishes that I've had. In Malaysia.
Good to know that.
I feel like the style of serving, it's almost like a buffet style. Would you? Although that's a very dirty word, but describe the way the food is served there, because it's very inspired by Ottolenghi.
Yes,
right?
It does. It has been asked a lot. Is that buffet style, or is that you can eat them free fall? We try to understand, because you know, you eat more doesn't mean that you're full, and you eat more doesn't mean that you're healthy. You just eat enough. And also that we serve like a set lunch with some come with the soup. It's that is the idea from Japan. So in Japan, you know, go to the restaurant for lunchtime, you get a soup, whether you order or not. So you get a miso soup. And it's actually quite refreshing when you drink the soup and you get a vegetable. First of all, you drink the soup as your starter, then it'll open up your appetite. And it can be quite filling too.
The counter that is become like a talk of the town, maybe not the town, but people
talk of Bangsa.
They talk about this counter, whether it's buffet or not. I would say we want to focus on the five senses. Your visual is the first thing before you eat the food, taste the food. That's why in our glass window there, our display counter, you can see the beautiful veggies over there. That's the first attractions, the visual attractions already. And when you come in, you can smell it. It's an open kitchens. And also, we're taking care the whole environment, your dining experience, including the playlist that we have. You know, the indie, modern songs. Everything is come together to make the customer having this special experience that we truly, sincerely want to take care everything of you, your dining experience. Yeah, including you can touch. Touch, which means is touching the ingredients.
Because you have your ingredients laid out right in front of the kitchen, right?
Yes, that's the actual ingredient that we're using to cook before it comes to your place. So you can see them, and it actually become an educational corner. Because not even kids, some adults, they don't know how the veggies looks like. Fennels, beetroot. A lot of people ask about, oh, this is beetroot. Okay, now they know how it looks like.
Right.
So it's very good that you can learn something while eating. Yeah, this is what we want to achieve.
So Ewan, were you in charge of all this educational and decorative
elements
of the
restaurant?
Yeah, I would
say we have a team of people, marketing people. So we want to create all this, like taking care of five senses together. So the display of the fruit and the veggie is part of it.
And I wonder, like, at the start, was it tough was it tricky for customers to understand your concept, like what you were trying to do?
Yeah, about the buffet things.
Yeah.
A lot of explanation needed, non-stop explanation.
Yeah, as always, even back in London, we've been asked often, then, is that buffet style? Is that eat as much as you want. And then it's like a Chinese Chinatown.
Oh yeah, it's like a zap fun almost.
Zap fun. Yeah, like zap fun. So then we always need to explain, to educate them and to explain to them why and why is we do it there. Especially is that a lot of people having a different kind of mindset. They think they want to eat more so in order to feel full. Actually, you don't have to eat more to feel full. And then somehow you eat more, it just feels a little bit, you know, too much feeling, and you feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You just have
sometimes.
Enough. That's it. You don't have to go for more. Good food, don't eat more. Have enough.
Yeah.
Just
quality
enough.
Food.
Yeah.
And your food is very good. It's a lot of quality there. And we're going to talk about your food in a bit, but right now we're just going to take a really quick break. Sure. When we come back, we'll hear more from them. And we'll also get some cooking tips. Stay with us. You're listening to Breaking Bread on BFM 89.9. Welcome back to Breaking Bread. I'm Jun, and I've been speaking to Chef Ling and Ewan Lim, the owners of Park Life, a veggie-forward Mediterranean restaurant in Bangsa South. So, in Malaysia, when we talk about Mediterranean food, I feel that not a lot of people have a good idea on what it really is.
Sure.
Was Was that one of the struggles you faced when you first opened your restaurant as well?
Well, thank God, in Malaysia, like I said before, they were adventurous. They will ask questions, but you talk about mainstream, I had to talk about, I didn't want to talk about history. I would talk about, you know, mainstream coach all the way from, you know, from Italy, Spain, Italy, Portugal, all the way to Arab regions. And it's all mainstream. You know, in South Italy, in Greece, they're all mainstream coach, very straightforward. And that's what healthy. I always ask them, have you heard about mainstream diet? That's what is mainstream diet. Straightforward. Eat your vegetable with a little bit of olive oil and salt and pepper. It's a little bit of garlic. Very straightforward. Eat your veg. You know, no added any chemical. Fresh products, fresh produce.
What are some of the key dishes that have found a lot of success in your menu that are very popular?
Hummus is one of them. From the beginning, I just going to bring it out, just have it there for 1 or 2 weeks, and we'll bring it back and it's not sell. But then, who knows, it become a hit.
Yeah.
Top sales. Yeah, top for sales. Every month.
Top sales.
Yeah, just like you brought the big platter of hummus to our office here, our studio, and everyone just left it up. So thank you for that.
No, thank you. I mean, I regret, because before I come back here, I have lots of, I know, a lot of doubt. And then, so it will be, okay, I need to be more confident with that. You know, I have to be, I believe that the food that I make will suit Malaysian. But like I say again, and the Malaysian is very adventurous. And we all try to ascend. We are doing Mediterranean food, very straightforward, to a vegetable, to each call. And then not overcook the vegetable. That's the most important thing. One customer told me, that's very funny, he said, I never know that how broccoli tastes like before I came here. And that's how broccoli tastes like. Yeah, I said, yeah.
yes.
Because, you know, somehow most of our cooking are quite overcooked here. Vegetable.
Yeah.
And I will try to explain to them, this is how Mediterranean. So people, you know, Mediterranean food, we don't overcook it. It's really straightforward. You eat them, you got the flavor, you got the texture, and then you eat the vegetable. That's what you want to, you want to eat broccoli, we just have a simple broccoli with some chili and garlic. That's it.
Simple and nice.
Really good olive oil. Yeah. So that's very straightforward.
But going back to the hummus for a bit, because I've tried. I think that's one of the things that, that people are drawn to when they talk about Mediterranean food. And I personally really like hummus as well.
Yeah.
And I've tried making it a few times at home.
Yeah.
But obviously, your hummus is way better than mine. So what's the secret to making a good hummus?
I think just fresh ingredient.
Fresh ingredients.
Yeah,
right.
I never try even once using canned chickpeas, and maybe it's convenient for household use. I always use that the dry chickpea, and also what depend on what kinds of tahini you use for.
So
fresh lemon juice, a really good garlic, and the spice that I put inside, and always using the fresh ingredient as possible. And also somehow people have a pretty crucial mistake is to when they soak the chickpeas overnight. They're using the same water to cook the chickpea, and then to add it into the cooking liquid, and then I wash it. You have to remember you have to wash it a few times,
right?
So that the chickpeas, we wash it for the first time in the cold water, and then drain it again, and then overnight just soak it, and then we wash it again, and I think that's taste. You actually taste with the chickpea flavors. You have to find the balance. It doesn't mean that you put a lot of tahini inside. To your hummus, it tastes good, and just have to find the balance. Like I said, don't eat too much, just enough.
Yeah, because yours, when I had yours, you could really taste the chickpea in it.
Yeah,
whereas
yeah,
when I make mine at home, I always like just spam it with the lemon juice, with tahini.
Yeah.
So all the chickpea flavor gets overshadowed.
Yeah. And I always like balance. Balance on your taste, but I don't like too much lemon juice on it, but it just balance. Based on your taste.
Cool. I'll try to find a better balance next time I make
your
it.
Your own taste.
Cool. So in your restaurant, vegetables are the main star.
The main star, yeah.
And do you feel that in Malaysia, as you say, although our culture is very multiracial, there's like Indian cuisine, Malay, mm-hmm. and Chinese, mm. but a lot of these are still very meat heavy, right? So how do you change people's perception on loving vegetables more?
I think this has to go through educations. I mean, I would say we do devote it as a job to want to educate our customer to eat healthy, or we want to tell them, emphasize it, eating vegetable, it doesn't have to go with meat mm-hmm. to make you feel healthy or full. Of course, it's protein. And other vegetable like broccoli and avocado, then all those divine vegetable, they have a lot of nutrition inside. You need to understand how the vegetable works. What's the nutrient inside? What's the nutritious inside? Then you will feel like to eat them because it's good for you. You know, I would always say through education, you have to understand what's in there, like kale. Mm. That is like a superfood here. You know, superfood. You don't have to cook it. You just eat them raw, and it will help bring so much to your body. This is why we are not trying to change a Malaysian taste, but we want to emphasize eating vegetables are good for you. And that's way more than meat.
Mm. Mm.
You don't have to eat, you know, those super expensive medicines to make you healthy.
Mm.
You have a simple vegetable that will help you, your body.
Mm. And even before you actually met Chef Ling, before you guys started Park Life, were you on like a vegetable heavy diet as well, or were you like just the average Malaysian and eat like?
I would say I'm just like many other out there. We are flexitarian. We are flexibles, right, in Malaysia. But for me, because I'm a sport person, I do sports for many years, and when I found out that, you know, it came to a point that I realized no matter how hard you train, you're still missing something. There's a diet. You have to take care of a very good diet so you can perform better. So I start cooking those very dull food, you know, steamed chicken, only chicken breast, broccoli, like very simple, but you cannot eat this every day for long term.
Yeah, because it's so boring, right?
Yes, yes. Mm. And then I met, of course, I went to Japan and Chef Ling restaurants. So I taste his food and I told him that, you know, this kind of food, I can eat it every day. And you should, you know, bring this over to Malaysia. We can, you know, sell to a lot of athletes, the, you know, sports industry. Those people, they are really into, you know, healthy and delicious food. That's why when we come up with this concept, we still, you know, we consider a lot whether we want to be fully 100% vegetarian or vegan food, but we want to be focused on people more instead of what we want to sell. So people is come to our tagline, which is called a place for all. Let food unite people. So we want to create a place that can cater for vegan, vegetarian, pescatarian, or flexitarian like me, or meat lover. You can come all together, dine in under one roof. That's why we come up with this concept, 80% of plant-based and 20% of meat and seafood.
Yeah, and I think when people first hear about vegetable-forward restaurants, they're like, oh, it's not for me because I still love my meat and stuff, right?
Yeah.
But then once you actually try your food and it's so flavorful and there's cooking, although it's simple, it takes vegetable in a different direction that you don't really see much of in Malaysia.
Yeah, and it's good to see that some of our customers, first time they come in, they order meat, they have very heavy meat. But, you know, they try a little bit of veggies, like probably eggplant, beetroot.
And then, like, you know, sooner or later, I actually like this better than the meat.
Yes, it's about a taste.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in Malaysia, we want delicious food. No matter it's vegetarian or, you know, meat or Maggi goreng, those food. So as long as it tastes good and delicious, people will always come back.
What's the end goal for you guys, though? What's the, I guess, long-term future? Like, do you plan to open more and more Park Life restaurants and hope
course.
That...
Of course. This is why I'm coming back. No, actually, it's good to spread out a good thing to Malaysian.
Mm.
And then I just want to tell Malaysian, honestly, people have this mindset saying that vegan, vegetarian food are quite dull, not tasty, not delicious. But we at Park Life do it differently. And then we make a vegetable, actually, again, we make a vegetable really sexy, very flavorful. So come and try it.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for coming by, Chef Ling and Ewan.
Thank you.
Thank you. Guys, go check out their restaurant at The Sphere, Bangsa South. The restaurant is really making vegetables very, very sexy. Indeed. So that's all we have for this week's show. To listen to more episodes, you can find us on iTunes, Spotify, or visit our website www.bfm.my. And if you're hungry for more recipes to try out this weekend, including some very vegetable heavy ones, you can check them out at my blog at junandtonic.com. That's junandtonic.com. I'm Jun, and you've been listening to Breaking Bread on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.